Hello, friends. You're listening to Audition Path. I'm Timothy Downing. On today's Together Tuesday, I have a special treat for you. I have Wanda Cox. Hello, Wanda.
Hi.
Wanda has been on many mission trips, and we wanted to share with you some of the benefits of going on a short-term mission trip. So, Wanda, it's not just you and going on these mission trips, but it's you and your husband.
Right. Right? Mm-hmm. John.
When did you start going on mission trips?
I believe the first mission trip we went on was in 1984.
Wow, 1984.
Yeah.
And where was that to?
To Lima, Peru.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And so you and John went in 1984 to Lima, Peru. Mm-hmm. Were you the leaders of the trip, or did you join up with somebody else?
We joined up with Romalee Covasir. I had been the state president for the WCG back at that in those days. Mm-hmm. And I was doing some traveling around the state and had her input on some mission trips. And that's when the Lord put it on my heart that a mission trip would be a good thing to do.
Okay. And so you were the leader of the state women's group in your state, and Romalee, naturally, because I know Romalee too,
yeah.
said, "Hey, come on a mission trip with me."
That's right. Yeah.
What were your thoughts at first?
Well, I was excited, of course, to be able to travel to begin with. But the more I talked with my husband, John, and we just decided that the Lord must have placed this on our heart if we were going to do some overseas mission work. Of course, we had no idea what it was going to be like, but just in talking with her and another pastor friend that had been on a previous trip with her, we kind of had an idea. So
excellent. So you didn't go into it blind.
Yes.
You went with confidence.
Yes. And a big group.
There's safety in numbers, right?
Yes.
So since the 1980s, how many trips do you think you and John have been on?
Well, that's now been over 30 years ago, and we have done at least one a year, and many times we did two and three trips a year. So right. You're talking, 40-plus trips anyway.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so if you've gone 40-plus times or so, it must have gotten in your blood pretty quickly.
I believe it did. After the first trip, and then Romalee called and said, she has another trip planned. Would we like to go? Well, we did, and we got to Lima, Peru. And I remember us being on the bus going, to the church where we were going to stay. And we kind of looked at each other and we said, "Oh, I don't know if I can do this again or not." This is probably going to be our last trip.
Oh, wow.
But before we left that short-term mission trip, it was in our hearts. We fell in love with the children, and we just couldn't bear to not go back.
That's a really good way of putting it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I felt, that I couldn't stay home. Mm-hmm. I had to go.
Yeah.
So what countries have you guys visited?
Well, we've been to a number. We've been to Costa Rica. We've been to Panama, to Guatemala, Brazil, Ecuador, Peru. Those mission trips, yeah.
Wow. And I understand that you have a special connection to Peru.
Yes, that was our first trip, and I'm a firm believer of probably the first trip that you go on, that's the country that you fall in love with the most. However, we also have been to Nicaragua a number of times. Mm-hmm. So the more you go, the more you fall in love, and you just get used to the people, used to the country, and the customs, and it just seems to be in your blood. You just want to go.
The Lord Jesus said to go, but he didn't qualify that in any way. He didn't say go if.
Right.
And so if you were to give advice to any Christian listening to this podcast today concerning short-term mission trips, what would your advice be?
Well, my first thought is, if a person or this person has expressed an interest in going, and yet they're a little bit reluctant to go, I encourage them to seek this out with the Lord. Pray about it and make sure that this is what you want to do, even though this person may be reluctant. Mm-hmm. I just figure if the Lord has placed it on a person's heart to have an interest in going, the Lord is calling them to go. And I just want them to follow their heart, follow their plans, pray about it, and see what the Lord has in store for them. But don't be afraid to go.
Very good advice. Don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. We can sometimes construct many different things in our minds that are real good, legitimate reasons not to go.
That's right.
But when you take that risk and you jump off and you go, what's some of the life change? What is some of the life change that you see in the people that you've gone with, or maybe in your own lives for having gone?
Well, for a life change, I personally think that it has settled in our hearts that we have an abundance of, should I say, things in our lives. You go on these mission trips and you see people with so much less than we have. And I don't want to brag about what I have at all. I'm just saying that we're content with whatever we have. The people that we serve are joyful regardless of what they have. And I think that's the biggest impact has been on my life. You don't have to have material things to have joy in your heart. Mm-hmm. And the people that we go to minister to in these other countries, they are happy people. And that is such a blessing for me.
There's something transcendent when you see the joy of the Lord on people.
Yes.
And it transcends wealth. It transcends, you know, the station in life and everything. Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, my family and I serve Jesus Christ in Ecuador. If you'd like to know more about our ministry, please go to ourmissionpath.com. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining us along our mission path. Wanda, thank you for joining us.
You're quite welcome. Appreciate it.
Very much appreciate it.